Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome. Titus chapter 1 is the point of our study. We're trying to get right into teaching lately and do a little less greeting so we can get more teaching in. Titus chapter 1, and we're in the, let's close the fourth verse. Grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Notice that Paul is referring to God as the Father. This is an important Pauline point, who will, on two occasions, once in Romans, once in Galatians, use the phrase Abba, Father. He's the only New Testament writer outside of the Gospels that uses the phrase Abba, Father, Abba meaning daddy, an affectionate term for Father. Paul will use it in Romans and Galatians, but in Titus, he calls God the Father. So it was very Paul to reference God as Father. Verse 5, now we're getting into the qualifications for elders, and here's the purpose for it. For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. This phrase is worth pointing out, that Paul does speak about the lack that the church has, but it is not in spiritual terms. It is not New Covenant lingo to speak of the believer in terms of lack. But it is New Covenant lingo to speak of the church as a structure in terms of lack. Let me explain. You, as a child of God, are complete, lacking nothing. You have the presence of the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You don't need more anointing. You don't need more Holy Ghost. You don't need more of the love of God. You already have all of those things. In fact, if you'll embrace the love of God that is already in you, you'll see that you're made perfect in love. And that all that means is not that you're lacking perfection, but you just lack comprehension. So as you comprehend how loved you are, you see perfection in your life. So we're not needing to go add a bunch of stuff. We don't perform from a place of lack. In fact, the only person that Jesus ever said you lack to in the Gospels was the rich young ruler who came to Christ and said, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, as I've said to you before, tries to talk him out of that train of thought and says, there's none good but the Father. In other words, are you sure you want to go down that road? The young man begins to tell Jesus all the good things that he's done, and Jesus says, you're right, you did all those things, but one thing you lack. And I've said before, if you come to Christ, you come to Jesus through a performance-based mentality, and that's the way that you want to live for God, is through you do good and God bless, you do bad and God curse, you will always have a sense of lack. And when I meet Christians who say, oh, I'm just so humbled in the presence of God. I have such need. I feel like I just lack, and I just want God to fill all of that lack. I realize that I'm dealing with someone who doesn't understand God's grace. Because someone who understood the grace of God would never approach the Father from a position of lack. We would approach the Father from the position of boldly going to the throne of grace. And we do have needs now. We need to find help in time of need. But the lack that Paul's talking about in Titus 1 and 5 is a lack of organization within the local church structure. And so the things that are lacking are not their need for, spiritual renewal or a new wave of the Holy Spirit. They need to appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. And so the elders that are going to be appointed by Titus due to the instruction of the Apostle Paul are going to be described in detail in verses 6 through 9. So what we'll do over the next few days is we'll describe the qualifications for elders and show you why those are important in leadership. And we'll also contextualize the fact that these are leadership qualities and not just general instruction. And we'll tell you why. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.